The reason why the ANC was able to form a government now was because it partnered with the Democratic Alliance, the DA, which is largely a white party. And that has created a lot of anger. But what it has also done, it has given the DA an upper hand to say, you cannot form a government without us. So it's a case of the tail wagging the dog. And the ANC knows that very well. Now, what the ANC is trying to do is to invite many other parties to come in. And once it can get a number that is sufficient for it to get 50 plus one outside the DA, then the DA cannot make demands that it is actually making. At the moment, the DA says, and correctly so, that if we're going to form this government of national unity, the allocation of executive positions should be decided on the basis of the proportionality, on the basis of the number of seats that parties have obtained in government. At the moment, even with the new parties that have come in, the DA is still the kingmaker. It's still the party that the ANC has to work with. And it has been very clear what the DA said. He said that you cannot pretend to have won elections. So the issue of consulting us is not an act of charity. You must. Otherwise, the whole government of national unity collapses. The problem with the ANC is that there are other parties that it can form coalition with, and that is the EFF and the MK party. And both the EFF and MK party are the offshoots of the ANC. But there are also offshoots that where there's animosity between the ANC and the EFF and the MK party. But the DA has actually made it very clear that it will not work with any government of national unity that comprises the EFF and MK party.
In the meantime, how much time does the ANC have to complete the formation of the government of national unity? I mean, do they have forever to do that?
No, they do not have forever. I think the decision will be made within the coming week. Today, people were expecting that President Ramaphosa was going to announce the cabinet. But what the DA has done is to make demands. One is to have a ministry in the office of the president, or the minister in the presidency, a minister who will have so much power as to act like supervising government. And at the same time, the DA has also said it expects that it should have 30% of its members allocated into executive positions. And it made it very clear that this is not an act of that negotiation. It's how the numbers are. And the ANC should respect the will of the people.